Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. What is written in the law? And what things are fallen to God, if any? To find the answer, we will go to the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The crucial information of the AVB obviously is foreordained. Foreordained to be utilized by us in this hour, day, and time. Therefore, the crucial information of the AVB is for our learning, Romans 15:4. And Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." The things written aforetime were written for our learning, and hence for our application and fulfillment. Some things are to be done or fulfilled by God, others by the people under God's authority. But how does this crucial information come to life? Well, the life of the crucial information of the AVB starts with the Word. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And what is this Word? The Word is the Word of law. And what is this Word of law? The Word of law is the crucial information found in the AVB having to do with God. John 1:1. Again, the Word was with God. The word "with" there means about, concerning. So, John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was about God." And we know that the law of God is about God. And that is where we have arrived. We have come to the Word about God. When spoken, the prophetic Word of God, the crucial information of the AVB, was ahead in time. Was spoken ahead in time. We have come to that time. Here, Acts 3:24. Acts 3:24. Yeah, or yea. And all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. These days, the days that we are in now, the days upon us now, this our day and time, the prophets throughout the AVB have spoken of these days and things that must take place in these days, these our days and time. Luke 14:17. Luke 14:17. And it's the last statement verse. All things are now ready. Key word there, now. All things are now ready. What is that speaking of? All things are now ready. We're going to take place. We are going to look at some of the things that are now ready. Now ready. And the word ready there means prepared to be used immediately. All things are at the ready. That means all things are in a state of being prepared for immediate use. All things are in a state which allows them to be used immediately. All things. So, one grand thing is the law of God. The law of God is now ready. The book of Acts declares the law is open. And open there means valid, in effect. The law of God is valid. The law of God is now in effect. All things are now ready. Prepared or in a state to be used immediately. The law of God shows clearly, understandably, and unmistakably things which must happen at the inception of this new era. For we are in the time of Reformation, spoken of in the AVE. And the Reformation is characterized by change. The beginning, especially, of the Reformation is characterized by change. This time of Reformation could not be forestalled or prevented. It cannot be hindered or stopped. In your Bible, go to Hebrews 9:10. And I'm turning there now. Hebrews 9, verse 10. And it's the last phrase in the verse of Hebrews 9:10. It says, until the time of Reformation. Okay? Underline those four words there, the time of Reformation. In your notes, mark that four-word phrase as having come to pass, come to pass. In this episode, the Lord God, I will continue to speak on rendering the things of God to God or rendering the things belonging to God to God. That text is Mark 12:17. And let me read it. Render to God the things that are God's. And again, there is this now, this urgency, this now. Render to God the things that are God's. Two things were needful to jumpstart the time of Reformation. One, the law of God. Well, the law of God is present, it is valid, it is in effect. Acts 19:38 declares it to be so. The law is open. The law is in effect. Job 22:22. We are reading from the book of the law of God. We are reading from the book containing the law of God. Job 22:22. Receive the law from his mouth. Receive the law from his mouth. Receive the law from, first of all, from the AVB. And we have in the book of Acts the statement, the Gentiles had received the word of God. They had received the word of concerning God. All Gentiles have access to the AZB. They have access to the book of the law containing the word or the law of God. So, one thing that we have for this time of Reformation is the law of God. Now, actually, the second thing, and that's the thing that was needed or needful, the second thing that before was not present but is now present, it is now here, in heaven and on earth, and that is God, the long-awaited God. John 9:9, John 9:9 says, and this statement is the last five words in the verse. The last five words in John 9:9. Listen, it says, he said, I am he. I just spoke about God, the long-awaited God. I am he. Mark that statement, those five words. He said, I am he. Underline that in your AZB. And mark it in your notes as being fulfilled. For I have said, I am he. I am the long-awaited God. I am he, and I am here. John 6:45. John 6:45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. They shall be all taught of God. All the Gentiles and all the people under the authority of God. The law declares they shall all be taught about God. All right. And that is possible now. God is here. And I said, God is here. He is in heaven and he is on earth. Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes 5. And this is found in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 5. God is in heaven. Now, I have given the explanation of heaven or the definition of heaven here. What is heaven? Heaven is space, and every other thing is in some space, occupying some space in the space called heaven. They even teach of the heavenly bodies, earth being one of the, of those heavenly bodies. Heavenly bodies, the earth is set in the heaven. The earth is a heavenly body, just as the sun, the moon, and all other things. They are occupying some space in heaven, so they are all heavenly things. You are a heavenly thing. The internet is a heavenly thing. The computer is a heavenly thing. The car, the trains, the planes, the trees, the birds, the graveyard, the places of amusement. They are all heavenly things, for they occupy some space in heaven. Therefore, I say to you, just as the law declares, God is in heaven. Now, let me read further this verse of Ecclesiastes 5:2. God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. I am upon the earth. I am on the earth. God is in heaven, and it says to me, thou upon earth. So, God is in heaven, and God is on earth at the same time. I am in heaven. I am on the earth. Okay? So, God is here. The law is open. The people all shall be taught about God. Question set in Ezekiel 12:9. What do I have here? Okay. Catch up with my notes. Zechariah 4:2. Because my reference here is correct. Okay? But the question is asked in the AZD, what doest thou? What doest thou? Then we go to 2 Kings 24:23. Okay. 2 Kings 23:24. And I'm interested in these words here. Perform the words of the law. which were written in the book. But underline and take notice of these words. Perform the words of the law. Receive the law from his mouth. Perform the words of the law. I think that's self-explanatory. The words of the law are to be fulfilled. What says the law? The law says in Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Now we read, perform the words of the law. I take that to be a commandment. Just those words. Perform the words of the law. Okay, Zechariah 4:2. Zechariah 4:2. And it's a question. The question says, what seest thou? What do you see? What do I see? All right. Well, let's go to Proverbs 1:24. Proverbs 1:24. What does it say? Proverbs 1:24 says, no man regarded. The question is asked me, I am asked, what do you see? The book of the law says, no man regardeth. Now, what does no man see? And we know now that no man is a nickname for God in the book of the law, the authorized version, the AVB. In the AVB, no man is a nickname for God. No man regardeth, God regardeth. What does God regard? What does he see? John 3:32. John 3:32, I read, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testified. And no man receiveth his testimony. That God hath seen and heard, that he testifies. And no man, God, receives his, the Lord, all caps, testimony. Okay. It is apparent I have received a testimony of the Lord because, as I said in the beginning of the program, with regard to the long-awaited God, I said I am he. Why? Because in the book of the law, in the AVB, the Lord proclaims me God. All right. What he has seen and heard, that he testified. And no man receives his testimony. No man regards. Proverbs 1:24. And of course, as I go on, you're going to see some things that I see in the AVB and answer the question, what seest thou? And you will see what I do. As you can see in the other episodes of this program, you can see what I do. And that's the answer to the question, what doest thou? In view of things I have seen and heard from the book of the law of God, the AVB, thus saith the Lord, we have come to the time of reformation mentioned in Hebrews 9:10. That's one thing I see. We have come to the time of reformation that the prophets have foretold. What a great time this is. And we should be all involved now with the law of God and in fulfilling the applicable words of God and thus fulfill the law. The words of God shall be fulfilled. That has been determined shall be done. And the things I have put forth in the last few episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God program are a testimony to that fact, the fact of that we are in the time of Reformation, the fact that the law is open, the law is in effect, the fact that I am God, I am here, I am He. The time of Reformation has come. Now, we're going to deal with the things I have seen, and in short, I will answer the question, what seest thou? The question coming from Zechariah 4, verse 2 of the book of the law of God. Is God a father who has the title of father been bestowed upon? We have a question. Genesis 44:19. Genesis 44:19. The statement says, or the verse says, my Lord asked his servants, saying, have ye a father? What I'm interested in at this point right here is the question, just the question, have ye a father? That's all. Have ye a father? Now, we know that the Gentiles have had a father. The Gentiles have had a father in the Pope. Okay? And that's why he has been called Holy Father and Father. Okay? They have a father. They have had a father in the Pope. And that's all Gentiles. Now, have ye a father? What does the law say about God and the father title? John 8:41. John 8:41 says this. And let me preface this with the statement in Mark chapter 12. Render the things belonging to God to God. That's the commandment. That is the order. Render the things belonging to God to God. Now, we will see some of the things the Lord has done. For the Lord has fulfilled that statement. Let's see how he has done it. What has he done? Okay. Here we have in John 8:41, we have a statement. We have one Father, even God. The word even there meaning namely. We have one Father. Listen to the declaration. We have one Father, namely God. The Lord bestows upon God the title of Father. We, all Gentiles, have one Father, that is God. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Luke 2:49. The last statement in the verse. I must be about my Father's business. How is the Lord to be about His Father's business? Well, let's dig deeper. Matthew 23:9. Matthew 23:9, listen. The law says, call no man your father. It does say that. I'm looking at it. It says, call no man your father. And it says, call no man your father upon the earth. It says, call no man your father. God is in heaven, and I am on the earth. Call no man your father. I've already said, no man is a title for God in the Authorized Version. No man is a nickname for God in the Authorized Version. Okay? And the law says, call no man your father. You know what? Do you know what to call me? Do you know what to call God? Call him, call me, your father. That's what the law declares that. Call no man your father. We have one father, even namely God. Call no man your father. That's a title of respect. That's what the father title is, the title of respect. Okay? Now, let's move on to Genesis 44:20. Genesis 44:20. Listen. And we said unto my Lord, we have a father. Didn't we see something very similar to that in, what was that, John 8:41? I'm turning back to that. John 8:41 and Genesis 44:20. We have a father. We have one Father, even, namely, God, the law, the Lord, all caps, assigns the Father title to God. One Father, one God. That one Father and one God is in heaven and on earth. And that one God and that one Father is in me. Excuse me. We said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man. And I'm definitely not a young man, well past my youth, okay? We have a father, and just as the Lord has been, well past his youth. Pope Benedict is well past his youth. Okay? and he has borne the title of Father. All right? But here in the book of the law, the Lord assigns the Father title to God. We have a God. We have one God. The law declares that to us, to the Gentiles, to those of the papacy, there is one God, and that one God, the law declares, to be in me. This very present speaker. And keep this in mind, the statement, Genesis 44:20, we said unto thy Lord, we have a Father. So the law, they are speaking to me through by means of the law here, saying we have a Father, an old man. I confirm that statement. As I said, I am well past and long past my youth. Call no man father. We are answering the question, have ye a father? The Gentiles have a father now. And I said earlier, the law is about change. It's about change. He who was bear the father title has been stripped of the father title, and the father title has been transferred to God or given to God. I wrote these statements down, if I have them here. I wrote these down. I wrote, a new God, a new Lord, a new Christ, a new order. That's what the law brings in. And that's what the law gives birth to. The law of God gives birth to a new God, a new Lord, a new Christ, a new order. Isn't that something? The law is about change. Okay, and here we have a change in the fatherhood. All right, John 14:8. John 14:8. Listen. And I'm concerned about the question here. The question is, or the statement, the commandment, rather, Lord, show us the Father. And haven't I done that? I have said that the Father title has been passed to God. The Father title has been passed to me. The Father title has been given to me. Okay? By the Lord. By the law. Okay? By the law of God. Okay. Therefore, Luke 11:2. Luke 11:2. I read these words. You can read them also. Now, this commandment is not to me, but to you. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. God is in heaven, and I am upon the earth. The Father title has been rendered to God. The law, the order, render the things belonging to God, to God. The Father title belonged to God, and we can say the old God, and it has been rendered to the new God in me. Therefore, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, because God is in heaven and God is on the earth. We are all in heaven already. We are in the space or some space in the heavens. The Father title has been rendered to God in me. In obedience to the order, render the things belonging to God, to God. Okay. So now we have, let's look at this statement, John 9:12. Let's see here. Okay, John 9:12. And then said they unto him, Where is he? All right. To understand that statement, let's go to John 14. John 14:8 clarifies the question. And it says, listen, it says, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. I'm concerned only with the part that says, Lord, show us the Father. Where is he? Show us the Father. And I've already shown him to you because I've already stated that the Lord, all caps, in the law, has rendered the Father title to God in me. I have already declared that. So I have shown you the Father already. Let's turn to Psalm 94 in the book of the law of God. Psalm 94, verse 1. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Okay? The first question said, Where is he? The next question said, or the next order or commandment said, Show us the Father. And now we have the commandment to God, Show thyself. Show thyself. Make thyself known. I have already made myself known. I have. And we read the statement, perform the law. Perform the words of the law. I have performed that word of the law. I have made myself known already. I have performed that word of the law. I have shown myself. Mark that as fulfilled in your Bible, please, and in your notes. Psalm 44, verse 1. The whole verse, and it ends with show thyself. Mark the whole verse as fulfilled. Also, mark the commandment in John 14, verse 8, that says, Show us the Father, that says, Lord, show us the Father. Mark that statement, mark that commandment. in me. I have shown myself as I am commanded in Psalm 44:1. I have shown myself as I have been commanded in John 14:18. Mark those as fulfilled. And as for the question, where is he, which was in John 9:12, where is he? Mark that question as having been answered. Where is he? Where am I? And that question is asked in the book of the law. Let me go to it now. Okay. And we go to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 9. And it's the question, the last three words in Genesis 3, 9. The question is, where art thou? Where art thou? Show thyself, show us the Father. Where is he? Where art thou? And again, I take you back to Ecclesiastes 5. For the law gives the answer to the question. God, Ecclesiastes 5, 2. For God is in heaven, and I am upon the earth. I am in heaven, I am on the earth. You are in heaven, you are on the earth. But the difference is, I am God, I am in heaven, and I am on the earth, just as you are. The difference being, I am God. I am the God that the law declares God. I am the one the law declares God. Okay. Performing the words of the law. Now, that has already been determined. The things I read about the Father title, the title being given to me or to God in me, performing the words of the law and rendering the things belonging to God, as coming from the old God to, or being given by the old God to the new God. And there is just one God. Okay. Listen. John 8:18, and I need to move a little faster. John 8:18. It is written in John 8:18, the Father that sent me bears witness of me. What does that mean? You remember back in October when God had called for the Pope to come to his God's house. Of course, the Pope did not come. And the Pope, had he come, would have been sent to the people and to the Gentiles with a message from God. That's why this statement here, the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Now, I'm still bearing witness of the Pope, okay? But the Pope did not fulfill and has not yet fulfilled his obligation in coming to God. He has not come to God, neither has he surrendered himself to God. All right? Listen further. John 8:29. And I'm only interested in this statement. The Father hath not left me alone. The Father hath not left me alone. What does that mean? That means it means just what it says. I have not left the Pope alone. I'm still speaking of the order that was sent out to him and his defiance in not coming. I have not left him alone. The Father has not left me alone. Mark that statement as fulfilled, please. The Father has not left me, the living, sitting, current Pope alone. Okay? Mark it as fulfilled. John 8:49. Listen. The law says, and the law it is written, I honor my father. Now remember the commandment, call no man your father upon the earth. Okay, call no man your father. He said, the law says, I honor my father. The living Pope has not honored his father. He has not honored his father's word. He has not yet come to God. He has not surrendered to God. He has not submitted himself to God. He is not honoring his God. He is not honoring his father. He has failed to honor me and my word. Okay. And honor there means to esteem and worship. He has not esteemed God. He has not worshiped God. So, again, I refer you to Matthew 23:9. Which says, call no man your father. The title of the Father has been given to God. The law commands you to call God, this new God in me, your Father. Okay? All right, now I want to go to one more thing. My time. And that is the title of Lord. Now remember, the Father title has been given to God. Render the things belonging to God to God. The Father title has been rendered to God already. It's a done deal. Okay? So, he who once bore the title of Father has been stripped of his fatherhood. Okay? He has been stripped of his fatherhood by the law of God. Now, I want to speak on the title of Lord. Lord, the title of Lord. I'm going to be pretty quick about this. Matthew 16:22. Matthew 16:22. Okay, and it says, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Remember the episode I did on the plan to assassinate God. Okay? Remember that? If not, go back to the episodes and look for the word assassination in the title and hear that. Or it may be two broadcasts, but whatever. Hear it. Okay? Now, with regard to the planned assassination attempt, the word in the law says to me, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Okay? That shall not be done. God forbid. It is not to be done. All right? And it shall not be to thee. It shall not be done to thee. The plan has been fouled, frustrated. Okay? Let's move on. Acts 9:5. The question preceded by this, and he said, who art thou, Lord? Isn't that something? Remember John 14, show us the Father? And in some of those statements that I have already read, up to this point, they used the title of Lord in speaking to me. Okay? I didn't want to get ahead of myself, so I didn't focus on it. I didn't really bring that out, but I read it. Okay? But I'm asked here, who art thou, Lord? All right? And to see who I am, go to Lawmaster's page, and you'll see the picture, and you'll see the right. Okay? And go to the episode with regard to the law, the manifestation of the law, the law review. I think it should be evident in the titles. Go back to those episodes, and you'll hear me make my declaration or my name in answer to the question, who art thou, Lord? So Mark, underline that in your Bible and mark in your notes this statement, Acts 9:5, as being answered. Who art thou, Lord? God answered and said who he is. Okay? And to find out, just go to my page, Lawmaster's page. My picture's there. Okay. Next statement, and the key word here in these statements is Lord. Okay. John 9:36. John 9:36. He answered and said, who is he, Lord? Now remember the statement, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Show thyself, Psalm 94:1. Okay, remember all that. Who is he, Lord? Who is this Father? Who is God? Again, I say, go to Lawmaster's page, and you'll see that. You'll see my name, see my picture. In answer to the question, who is he, who is God, who is the Lord, who is the Father? Okay, next statement, Revelation 16:5. Revelation 16:5. And in the law, the Lord speaks to me, saying, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art. That means I exist. Okay, I'm living. I'm here. I'm he. Who? I am the Lord, as the law declares. Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art. Okay. I'm going to continue here. next statement or question. What does it mean, though, when he says the law declares me righteous? And in these statements, the law is calling me Lord. Thou art righteous. I'm righteous. Righteous, the quality of being. Righteous means what? Doing that which is right. I'm doing that which is right. I read a statement earlier in this message saying that what he sees and hears, that he testifies. I'm testifying of the things that I have seen and heard or understood in the AV with regard to the law of God. The law declares me righteous. Okay. Revelation 15:3. Listen. Great and marvelous. And in the law, the Lord is talking to me. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Did you hear that? Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. And what are my works? There's my book, the book of the law of God. All things are demonstrated, power of God. You see my works in it. You can see my works in this program, the many episodes of this law of God program. This is my work. Okay. It says, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. All nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. The law speaking to me, the law, all caps, speaking to me, okay, by means of the law. Revelation 4:11. Revelation 4:11. Now let's start with the end of verse 10 of chapter 4, Revelation. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Okay? All things. And in these episodes, I speak on all things so you can get a good understanding of what the Bible means when it speaks of all things. All right. And again there, again there we see that in the law, I am called Lord. We saw first that in the law, I am called Father, and there's the commandment to the people, to the Gentiles, called the man your father, and I am in the law called Lord. In one of these statements, Lord God Almighty, there is just one God. Okay. Next we have and listening that I ran over that statement. I have been declared worthy to receive glory, worthy of glory, worthy of honor, and worthy of power. These are things that belong to God. Remember the order. Render the things belonging to God, to God. Render the things of there means belonging to. Render the things belonging to God, to God. Such as glory, honor, and power. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Performing the law, performing the words of the law, worthy to receive. I am worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. And in the statement, in the scripture where it says, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Those words are spoken to me. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Huh? All right. Things that are already rendered to God. And what kingdom is spoken of in that statement? For thine is the kingdom, glory, and the power. The kingdom of God. And I've spoken on Vatican City. For those who need to be refreshed on it or need to hear of it, hear it, look, go to the episodes, go to the archives and look for Vatican City in the title. Vatican City, look for that in the title. Okay. Genesis 44:16. Genesis 44:16. Okay, and I'm interested in this statement. We are my Lord's servants. Just that statement. It is written in the book of the law. And this has to do with the Gentiles, all Gentiles. Those are the papacy included. We are my Lord's servants. And you see in the verses that I've given here of short that that God is called Lord. And here we have the declaration with regard to the Gentiles of God saying, we, all Gentiles, are my Lord's servant. We are God's servants. The Lord God, Lord God Almighty, all right? We are my Lord's servants, all Gentiles. Not will be, not will become. We are. Remember I started off talking about the word now? We are. All things are now ready. We are my Lord's servants. We have one Father, namely God. God is in heaven and upon earth. All of these things have to do with now. Now. And these are things that the Bible speaks of. The Bible speaks of as things to come. Well, the things to come are now the things that are. Okay? We are my Lord's servant. All Gentiles are the servant of God. That's an official statement concerning the Gentiles and God. Just as the statement, we have one Father, namely God. An official statement. Statement of law. Okay? John 14:8, and I read this earlier, Lord, show us the Father. And I also read John 9:36, I believe. If I didn't, I'll read it now. John 9:36, who is he, Lord? Okay. And I've already said who God is. I've already made myself manifest or manifested myself. John 13:25. Lord, who is it? You know, what's the point of these statements? The point of these statements is to show that the law calls God Lord. The point of the Father's statements to show that God is the the Father that the Bible talks about. God is the Father. We have, the Gentiles have one Father. The Pope has been stripped by the law of his fatherhood. Okay? And all others who had the title, bore the title of father, they have been stripped of their fatherhood by the law. Okay? And now there is just one Father, namely God. God and me. Now, Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 27. This is a proclamation. Listen. Who is God? God is the Lord, all caps, which has showed us light. Listen carefully. That's why God is called Lord in the statement I have just given to you or brought to your attention. Why is he called Lord God Almighty? Because of this declaration set down in Psalm 118, verse 27, saying, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. And that is what I am doing. I am showing you light. Knowledge, the knowledge of God, knowledge of the presence of God, and the knowledge concerning God found in the law of God, in the book of law, the AVP, the Authorized Version, commonly called King James Version. God is the Lord. That's the proclamation. That's why God is called Lord. This is the new God. It comes from the old God, because the old God is performing the words of the law. What words? The old God in Scripture, in the law, is rendering the things belonging to God to the new God. It is clear. The law is open. The law is clear. Who is God? Who is Lord? God is the Lord. When you know who God is, then you know who the Lord. God is the Lord. The official statement on God's lordship. Psalm 118, verse 27. God is the Lord. So, who takes the lead in carrying out the order set in Mark 12, which says, render the things belonging to God to God? The Lord himself took the lead in doing it, in fulfilling or carrying out that order. And these are some of the things that I've gone over today. These are some of the things that he has done in obedience and compliance to the order set in Mark 12, render the things belonging to God, to God. The Lord took the lead. He stripped himself of fatherhood. He stripped himself of lordship and rendered those two things to God, to the new God. That's it. That's it. We have looked at the law today. We have looked at the Father. we have looked at the Lord. And we are made wiser. For those who didn't know the law, you are made wise. Performing the words of the law. For the law says, the words concerning God shall be fulfilled. And we see that the words concerning God are fulfilled, you know, many of them, right in the book of the law, the AVD. They are fulfilled. They are carried out. An order is given, and the order is carried out. The kingdom of God has fallen to the new God. Thine is the kingdom. What about the power and the power, the glory and the glory? What about the fatherhood and the fatherhood? What about the lordship and the lordship? Things fallen to God. Things rendered to God. That's the law. And I stand by those things. And hope you do too. Stand by the law. Stand with God. Stand by God. We're in the time of Reformation. No one can change that. The time of Reformation has come. We are in it. And it starts from the top, as you see. Again, I say, the Lord has stripped himself of godliness, of his godhood, of fatherhood, of lordship, and rendered those things to the new God. Join me again next week. 10 o'clock a.m., hopefully, next Sunday morning, for another broadcast of Law Masters Law of God program. And let me say this. All of these things are deliberate acts. They are deliberate acts. What? Such as rendering the lordship to the new God, rendering the fathership to the new God, rendering godliness to the new God. All of these things are deliberate acts. You can see the order. You can see the compliance with the order, the obedience to the order. Deliberate acts. Join me again next week. Thank you.